What's up, everybody? It's your boy and
And
today I
you're
got with me my boy.
plan A.
What's up, everybody? We're here with the maybe somewhat or maybe greatly anticipated Oklahoma City Regional recap. And Dawson and I, we took that long, supposedly 12-hour, that ended up being a 9-hour drive to Oklahoma to see what we can do with the zombie of my enemy zombie format. And it was a day. It was a good trip. I know I had fun. What about you, Dawson?
I've definitely had fun. It was a very interesting trip there.
Yeah, I say that. But anyway, so let's get into it, man. First things first, the format itself. How did you feel about this format, Dawson?
I really wasn't a fan of it when it was announced. Probably like most people, but I was like, although I don't care for it, somebody got to win it. Why not me?
That's funny. That's an interesting way to look at it. I think everybody's just tired of zombies after the midwinter. Initially, I had an optimistic viewpoint on it because I kind of liked the way each team had like its own different kit to deal with the zombie situation. But as we started testing, you started to realize like, eh, I'm just tired of zombies so much, I don't even care about the nuances. It was definitely more team kit focused than the previous event at Midwinter, the Incursion event, because it was a little bit more open. So, you know, the answers are kind of more universal, whereas opposed to this format, it was more focused on whatever team kit you chose. And there were some interesting choices. It's not like it was like you were locked in on one thing. And the format ended up being a lot more open than initially thought. But, you know, I think everybody was tired of zombies. At the end, about 2 weeks left into the format, I was like, you know what? I don't even want to test it anymore.
Two weeks left. 2 weeks in, I was over the zombies. Like, what are these fools out of there?
Before we get into the actual day, we got to talk about this briefly. We took that long drive up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we get to the hotel, okay, it's about what, maybe 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 3:30.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, we don't even know what time the tournament is, bro. we don't even know what time it is. We know it's tomorrow, but we don't even know what time it is. So we look on the upper deck website. There's the only thing that's there about the tournament itself was the original post announcing the region. No time. I go to Facebook, the Versus 2PCG Collective. There is not one post on the Oklahoma Regional this year at all.
No hype, no info, nothing.
And I'm like, what the crap is going on? Like, how do we have a regional with absolutely no advertisement or hype, or we don't even know the time?
Not even bare minimum information on it. Like, this is not okay. See what I did there?
It's definitely not okay. And like I said, I don't know what the situation was with whoever. I really don't know what's going on.
I don't even know who the dude is. Dude named Andrew. Ain't never seen this dude. Before you get there, and then didn't even see him the day of the tournament. Don't even know what this guy looks like, if Andrew is even a guy or what.
And granted, we had a good time. Had a pretty good day, did pretty well. But it was only nine people there, which is compared to how Oklahoma was the last time we went, it was a steep drop. I have to wonder, is it just because people didn't weren't feeling this format? Was it circumstances in their lives where they just couldn't make it? What was the issue? We don't know. But we know that whether it could have been better, we can't even say if it could have been better or not because it wasn't advertised well at all. It wasn't pushed well at all. I mean, we got to do better than this, man. And I know this isn't something that happens at every regional, but we only have four regionals a year. It's something that should be looked at as a special event. If we're trying to actually grow this game competitively, somebody at Upper Deck or something or somewhere has to do a better job at pushing these events out to the public. Like,
That's
how can
I
we
don't
even get walk-ins if nobody that's competitively playing even knows when the tournament is? I mean, it's just crazy.
that's not even Upper Deck, man. That was the tournament organizer. Like, if you're gonna organize something, organize it. Don't just set the tournament up. Now you have the responsibility to let people know. Tournaments at noon. Doors open at 11:30, 11 o'clock. You can bring food in, this, that, and the other, all the particulars, directions to the place from, say, an airport or whatever. Nothing. There was nothing.
I get
And
all that.
I'm not a complainer, and but it was, for lack of a better term, it was ghetto, dog. It not it was for lack of a better term.
The perfect word to describe it. It was ghetto. It was just so, I don't know how to, I don't even know how to describe it, man. It's
It
just
wasn't even it, and it wasn't even disorganized. It was just a lack of information.
I just don't understand it. Especially after the huge boost we got from AEW last. How are we not pushing this game harder than we are? I don't get it. And I get it. The TO has to push the venue, but Upper Deck has to do better with communication and advertising as well. It's just all around is not what it needs to be. And I get it, the competitive scene. It's probably just a fraction of the big picture, but the competitive scene needs to grow as well. It shouldn't just be about the locals or the casuals. The competitive scene is also important, especially since the competitive scene is what talks about the game and organizes a lot of stuff about the game. But anyway, man, I'm done with that. Let's get into this day. Who did you play? Why'd you play it?
I played Banshee. And I played Banshee because I figured the mutant kit is strong against zombies. They've got fears. They've got something that gears ferocious, I mean. They've got stuff that just outright dazes people. They've got stuff that shuts off superpowers. Everything you need to fight zombies, they have. They've got stuff that freezes zombies. So I wanted to place a mutant. I was looking at Magneto as usual. He was just too slow. And then I was like, man, what'll work? I asked you. You was sent me a Banshee list, and I played it.
You are correct. I agree with you. The mutant kit is ridiculous. You gave a lot of reasons of why it's ridiculous, but honestly, there are like at least three different supporting characters that days on in the mutants. And that's not even counting Banshee, who does it on his own. Banshee's powers are good anyway, but against the zombies, they're excellent. So it was definitely a good choice. I also
Yeah.
had a mutant. I went with Kate Pryde. But you had something else to say?
Yeah, I was gonna say the mutants have a couple of hard counters to zombies.
Yeah. I went with K Pride. Bert even commented, this is the most on the nose meta choice you've ever made. And I was like, you're right. I was tired. I was tired and I went back and forth all the way up to the wire before we pulled off. I was gonna play Sinister Six, but I don't know. I just had a change of heart the last month. I was like, you know what? Let's just go straight meta this time. Like I've been playing this game since 2017, and not one time have I ever done this at a major tournament. I said, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and do what a lot of other people do. I'm just gonna play the straight up meta, and we're gonna see how it works. Now, granted, Kate Pryde can be done a lot differently. There's a lot of variety you can do in Kate Pryde. I think there were four Kate Pryde decks, and actually, nobody's deck list was even that close. So it was pretty interesting to see how everything worked. And to give a little preview of what happened, Dawson came in fifth place, and I made the top cut at third place. So we did pretty well. And now we're going to go ahead and get into the round. So, Dawson, what happened round one for you? Let's see if you actually remember your matches this time.
Actually, since there were so few of them, yes, I remember these. First game was against C Stacks. Shout out C Stacks. And long story short, or short story shorter, this guy just had every counter to what I was doing. He had a given to the hungers. He had the no brains, no problem. I think I pulled one blue. So yeah, that game didn't go too long.
Yeah, and Stax was playing a version of K Pride that it was basically all in zombies,
Yeah,
which is dangerous with Kate.
it had
Yeah,
no
no
location.
locates in the deck, it's no powers. It's just all in zombies. He's trying to infect you and swarm the board with big, gigantic characters. And so, considering that Kate can have four resources on turn one, I'm sure you can imagine how ridiculous that is. So, okay. So you're 0-1 at this point. I go into my first round. It kicked off for me, and I played against Butcher. So Butcher and I had already talked about what we were playing. I knew he was on Kate Mono, and he knew I was on Kate Zombie. And the way this works is Kate Mono basically has more of the X-Men kit or X or the X-Men kit than Kate Zombie does. But and they can also swarm the field ridiculously crazy. So I knew that in order for me to win, I need to infect this dude as fast as possible and just end the game early. So when I did my initial draw, it was trash. I was like, there's no way I'm winning with this. I went ahead and mulliganed. And I pulled the craziest, most riskiest hand ever. But because I was going first, I wanted to draw. I just had to just go with it. So my first seven cards were two no brains, no brawn, or whatever that card is called. No brains, no problem. Three this and that's. And I mean, obviously I had a zombie stilt man. I forgot what the other card was, but it really didn't matter. So I started off on turn one. I played Kate Pryde. I attacked. And I knew I had to play a this and that right away just in case he had one. So I played a this and that. So my zombie is in 4-2. He doesn't do anything. So I play another this and that. So now I can stun his Kate because his Kate is at 4-4, and I'm at 5-3. He, of course, understands what the situation is, doesn't want to get her infected right away. So he plays Defend the Weak. That makes him a 5-7. So I'll play another this and that. But
Let's see, what
now
is that? Three,
it was
three or
so
four?
it's three. I was like, this is the craziest hand ever. So now he's back down to four and six, I believe. Because he was at four and four. He went up to five and seven. Now he's down to four and six. I'm at your camera is on, sir. I am at because I played three this and that. So I'm at six and three. I'm sorry, six and four. So now he plays another defend the weak. So I'll go ahead and hit the hitter with the no brains, and he conceded at that point. So he's infected. I just needed him to not be able to infect me on the next turn, which he couldn't because he had nothing that could get through Stiltman. So basically, that's how the game worked. He died pretty early because of that situation. He couldn't get past Stiltman, and he was already infected. So he tried to fight back. I think he got Kate down to four wounds, actually. It was close, but he had no way to get past everything. But he made a good comeback. It just didn't work out. I was fortunate to get that to win that draw, because if I wouldn't have won that draw, I don't think I would have won that game. As crazy as that hand. So I'm starting off 1-0. It's a good start. I'll go ahead and go into my round two, and then you can go into your round two and then three. So
Well,
my
I'll go into
next.
my I can go in my round two because I had to buy. So there you go.
Okay, you had to buy, so you're 1-1. All right, so my next opponent was Sean Powell. I knew Sean was also on Kate and Zombies, but I think Sean's build was more closer to Stack's build than mine. I know he didn't have any locations, but I don't know how all in he was on Zombies. I think he had more X-Men in his deck than Stack did. By the way, my build, I was trying to infect you on turn one with zombies, but I only had eight zombies in the deck. I wanted more utility in the deck, and I wanted more tech in the deck, which we're going to talk about tech later on. The tech that didn't care that it was in the deck. So up against Sean, basically the same thing happened. I don't remember who won the initiative. I just know that Sean didn't infect me. And I didn't infect him right away, but eventually I was able to get him infected, and that's pretty much what turned the game. Sean also did not draw anywhere near as well as I did, but that's pretty much what happened. I drew way better than he did, and the circumstances just went well for me as opposed to how he did. Going first really helped in this format, and that's how I was able to take the victory over Sean. I hate to have to give my Buckeye guys the L's, but it could have went either way in both matches, and I was able to pull it out because one initiative, and I just had good draws in those games. Would that continue? I don't know. All right, what was up with your round three? Because I'm 2-0, now you're 1-1.
Now I was it round three? I believe it was Sean. I played Sean.
Okay.
So I don't exactly remember what happened. I just know it ended up being closer than what it was. I think it came down to the last wound. Because it was a back and forth. I do remember that. So it wasn't, but it was tight. I know that much.
From what you told me, you had a lot of blues in this game.
That game had blues, plenty of them. So,
Okay.
as long as Banshee can defend himself, he can do some things.
Oh, yeah. A good hand with Banshee, you can beat pretty much anybody. That's why he's a good choice for this format. Okay, so now you're 2-1. I remember you were like, okay, I gotta, because you said I gotta win out, man. I gotta win out. And you were on your way. So now I'm 2-0, and I gotta sit up against Bert. Now Bert's playing a main character that is actually really good against Kate Pryde for a couple of reasons. For one, when X-23 attacks, she gains three attacks. So she goes up, moves up to six and three. Not only is she going to stun Kate, she's going to go face down. When Kitty Pryde attacks Kate, if she even can, yes, yeah, she'll get the stun, but X-23 can heal. So it doesn't really matter that much. Also, even though the zombie virus can hurt X-23, her ability to heal means it doesn't hurt as much as other characters. So the sad thing is, when Kate Pryde levels up, even though it's really a level down, the same situation applies. So Kate doesn't have the same advantage against X-23 as other characters because X-23 can just keep healing. Now here's why I get into the tech situation. I played two X-23s in my deck with Reds and Wilds. So that if I
Same.
ran to Kate, huh?
I said same.
It, so that if I run into an X-23 or a Mole Man, then I would be able to have, you know, tech options to be able to keep those guys from doing what they want to do. I want you guys to understand how ridiculous this is. I played a total of seven matches. Not one time did I ever pull not one X-23. She was not there. And I want to be clear. I didn't see her at all. I didn't see her in an initial seven that I mulliganed. I didn't see her after I didn't need her later in the game. I didn't see her in games I didn't need her at all. I didn't see her in games I needed her to even stand a chance. I didn't even accidentally shuffle and drop her and see her. I didn't see this card not one time the entire day. And it was ridiculous. And I'm sitting
She
up
is
here like, how could
hiding
I
from
believe this?
you.
And I
She is hiding
believe
from you.
this. So here's what happened with Bert. Bert won the roll. Bert attacked. He would keep getting stunned. Sometimes he would stun me. Sometimes he wouldn't. It took a while for me to infect him. I eventually infected him. It didn't matter because Bert kept pulling greens, and I never pulled a red. There were a few turns where Bert couldn't heal at one wound. He had to heal at two wounds. And if I would have pulled X-23 on any of those turns, I would have won the game. But I never pulled him. I never pulled her. So I lost. That's what happened. I'm 2-1. I shrugged. I was like, it is what it is. Went to the next round. But what happened in round four for you? We're both
Round
2-1 at
four,
this point.
yeah. Round four was Walter Six Killer.
Six
He was
color.
on. He was on. Black Panther.
Yep.
And I'm sitting up there. What is he doing with Black Panther? I don't know. I don't So I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on here, but it does, he got bulletproof. It don't matter because I got Banshee. He doesn't have range anyway. And as we're playing, he's not getting any wounds on me. I've got zero wounds. And as we're playing, I'm like, I know how he levels up with stuff going into the KO pile, and then he's supposed to get, what's the things? Get plot twists out. When he levels up or get cards out. And so I get him to five, four wounds, and then he finally flips. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He's gonna sit up. Then it finally hit me what he's trying to do. Because he has out of time in the deck. So he keeps out of timing and going back and getting out of times and think agains whenever he does the thing. Mind you, I have no wounds. I was like, so you're just gonna drag the game out. You only gonna hurt yourself, is what I'm thinking. And then it hit me what he's trying to do. I was like, oh, he's got the Eternal Arc in the Agamotto. I was like, okay, that's fine. So Silver Samurai comes out, pulls him up to the front, gets him. I play another Silver Samurai, pulls him up to the front, gets him. Now he can't play his plot twist. X-23 shows up, shuts off the superpowers. And then it was a slow death for him. So I ended up winning that game. Shout out to Walter. It was a good game. I liked the strategy. I liked where that was going.
Yeah, I mean, you got enough early wounds on him where I knew it didn't matter, even when he got Agamotto out there, because there's so much attack in the deck. That's the thing. Like, it's, I mean,
He did.
I think you dropped the, I think you dropped the Unis. You had an Unis and an Omega Red on there, and that was enough to get past Agamotto to get through for the final wound.
Yeah.
Plus, he could never play the rescue armor
And
on his
which he did,
main.
he can't. He did play that Tony Stark. He did invent something, but he never played it because I had a red sitting down there.
Right, you just would have killed him. It would have just been automatic death. That's a really strong power, man. It's not gonna be that, you know, the ultimate level of effectiveness, just outright stunning the character that's equipped every game, but when it does, it's ridiculous. Can't even play the game the way you want to play it.
I know he on that team attack with Omega Red and Unis in the Agamotto, he did power up, and I had to play a this and that or these and those, as I like to call it.
Yep.
The you know, I'm like this my my count my one little counter don't matter, but I just need to get you back down to 21.
It worked. Got you to. That's what the 3-1, this whole I gotta win out thing was working. So now, while you're feeling like that, I'm over here about to go up against John Phillips, and I see he's playing Mole Man. I'm like, oh no. Now, I knew Mole Man would be good in the format because Mole Man can get out, can not only get off the field and not get hit, he can also
Shake the
break.
virus off of him when
Right,
he gets
remove the
angry.
virus from himself. Now I didn't know exactly what John was doing. I you know, my thought process about Mole Man was you can basically get Galactus out, just pretty much end the game at that point. I don't know if John had Galactus in his deck or not, but John's ability to do ridiculous outside the box things with decks just continues to remain intact. Watching them play, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, the guy just never misses. He had Crystal in there to grab location, to keep grabbing yellows out the deck. He had Quiet Man in there to search for special locations. He had Powerhouse in there, I think, you know, to replay the stuff. He had whatever that new afterlife invention is. So he can just
Yeah.
keep pulling out the necessary things to make his engine keep working. John is just a genius deck builder, man. And to have such complicated turns like that all the time and not make mistakes, you gotta give shouts out to him. So anyway, none of that was needed in this game. This is what happened. John pulled a yellow. He played it. He used it. That mean I couldn't mean I couldn't touch him, which took away what I'm trying to do, which is basically put you on in a bad position on turn one. So I'm like, cool, I just gotta wait him out. Please let this man not have a yellow on turn two. He had a yellow on
He
turn
had a
two.
yellow on turn two.
He played it. He played Quiet Man. Of course he got a Latveria. So at this point I'm already like, I think I'm dead now. I'm like, I think I'm already dead. Just from that, because I'm like, he's
Don't even
about to
know you
level up.
already dead.
He's about to level up. I can't hit him because I don't have anybody on the field that can do anything. I didn't have I didn't want to put the low. I wanted, okay, how do I explain? I was stuck between a rock and a hard place because I was like, I only have eight locations in the deck. I want to put locations down, but I don't have the characters out here to flip them and use them. So he's just gonna turn the location over. But then I had to start using them because I need to be able to put characters on the field. It just puts Kate this particular MC in such a bind because you're not able to do what you normally want to do. I can't swing at you. I can't flood the field. I can't save my location until after I flip because you're KOing all my stuff. So not only am I not leveling the way I want to, or if am I not flooding the field or putting large characters on there like I want to, I can't even attack him. So basically, I just died slowly and it sucked. And I said, I don't want to play that deck again. And I also was mad because once again, there was no sight of X23 at all. Did I pull the reds? Yes. No X23. So
She
yeah.
don't like you. She don't like you.
I'm 2-2 at this point. You're 3-1. I'm like, dang, that changed quickly. You feeling good over there? I'm feeling like, man.
Not
And when
me.
I
I wasn't
lost,
feeling
right?
good. Because I knew I needed to win one more to get in. Now, trust me, I was not comfortable at all.
Well, I looked at the standings and I was like, okay, if I'm 2-2 and Stacks is 2-2 and Dawson is 3-1, that means I'm either going to play Stacks for a winning end or you for a winning end. And I didn't know how your tiebreaker was going to work because of your bye. But I said, hey, at least if I
Trash.
win, if I play against you and I win, at least that gives us both a chance to make it. Because if I lose, then I don't have a chance at all. So, of course, the parents are put up. And like usual, I have to play against one of my own.
I mean, we can't. It was unavoidable with nine people. It wasn't
It
that. It
was
was.
avoidable. I could have played Stacks and I didn't play Stacks. So I sit across from Dawson. Now I already know. I helped craft this deck to be able to have a really good chance against Kate. So it was okay. Whoever draws, if Dawson draws well, I'm probably going to lose. And you didn't draw well. And I
Not at
did.
all. And you got everything. I
I drew.
got infected, what, turn one?
Yep, because I drew because I played both Zombie Hawkeye and Zombie Stilt Man on turn one. So I knew if you stopped one of them, you wouldn't be able to stop the other.
And then
So
got froze the next two turns.
yeah, froze. It was
So.
it. You had zero chance that game. Like no chance whatsoever. I felt bad, but I felt good because now I made it to third place and you were out by 1 point, I think, because of tiebreakers to
No, nah,
Z-State.
I lost it since I lost the stacks. I knew there was no way I would have had to actually win that game. There was no, unless Stacks dropped his last game, there was no way I was going to get
Did
in.
not.
And even if he did, he beat me, so he still would have got in. So it didn't matter what he did, he was
No,
getting in.
if he lost, he'd have been 2-3, and you would have been 3-2. So what? So I mean, because you were 3-2, just like he was. All right, so that's the way the cookie crumbled. Well, still a good day, man. You performed well. Now we had to go in the top four, and who am I up against but Birch, who was in second place. And these games were very annoying. Now, did I mulligan for X23 in these games so I can make sure I would have what I needed? Well, no, because my deck still needs to be able to do what it has to do. So one game I'm mulliganing and I didn't get anything I needed. And X23 did what she did. She kept healing. I couldn't stop it. I died. It was a decently fought game. The next game actually was less close because I was able to infect Bert right away, but he was able to infect me back right away because I didn't pull any defensive twists. So it didn't matter, and I lost. Bert was pretty nervous about going against John in the finals. I don't know how he pulled it off because he obviously pulled it off and won. So shout out to Bert, man. I know you've been looking for a main event win since 2018. I know it was eating at you, but you went ahead and you did that thing, even though you didn't think you were favored
Yeah, you got
in that
that.
matchup.
You finally got that monkey off your back.
A big old monkey. And John, shouts out to you for coming in second place and being a ridiculously great versus player like you always are. It was good to see all everybody there, including you, Stacks. Keep showing up to versus, man. Keep playing. I really want everybody to keep playing, man, because we gotta make sure we keep this game going. Because we got TOs not even showing up to advertise the event. So we as the players, we gotta make sure we continue to keep this game going. Because we love the game and we don't want it to just disappear. So all in all, man, it was a good weekend. I'm glad we're done with this zombie and my zombie stuff.
Get this trash out of here. Hurrah. Hurrah.
I am tired of beings that eat this. I don't like this cannibalism, so we got to move on. I don't know what this format is going to be announced. It should be
They need to
announced
hurry.
within a
They
week and
need
a
to
half
hurry
or
up.
so.
They need to hurry up with that too.
But please, Upper Deck, I beg of you.
I
Please
plead
make
with
this
thee.
no zombies, man. Please. Oh, I'm so tired of zombies. I don't want to see another stilt man.
Here
Oh,
come the zombie expansion pack. Oh, you said you like get your zombie stilt man MC.
I don't even know how I feel about a zombie MC, but I don't want to deal with that right now. I'll just put it like that. But that's going to be it for this recap. Like always, look forward to anybody that has feedback. Anybody that actually want to talk about this format or what happened, that's cool. Next time you hear from us, if there are spoilers, will be spoilers. I don't even know if those still exist. Other than that,
What are those?
we're in the middle of the Community Cup tourney, as well as the You're gonna do me like that, Tourney?
Nexus
Man,
event.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in you, Ralph Cole, for not playing in the tourney, man. I feel like we're missing a good opportunity to you're not gonna do me like that on you, but it is what it is, man. But those formats have been very fun to play. So I'm definitely gonna do a recap of what happens for those tourneys as well at some point within the next probably month or so. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we get some spoilers so we can talk about that as well. And keep playing versus. See you guys later. We're out of here, man. Say bye to the people, Dawson.
Bye. Have a good night.
Give me those brains.